Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our second morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show for today. It's interesting. Our featured guest will be dialing in shortly. We're speaking of our featured guest, Nestor Carbonell, who stars as Sheriff Alex Romero on the wonderfully creepy, delightful Bates Motel, which will begin Season 3 tonight. It's going to be a blast. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time there. Yeah. Bates Motel is back, and you know it's going to be creepy, crazy, and just downright good. It's good for us. I really think it is. It's something really cool about the Bates Motel. That family, the Bates family. Oh, my God. Just when we thought our families were dysfunctional and crazy, you can always look and say, hey, well, at least I'm not in the Bates family. That's why, for sure. But anyway, we have our featured guest here. Good morning, Nestor. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Janice. Thank you for having me on. How are you doing?
It's always good to chat with you. I'm doing just fine here. Well, excellent. Season 3 of Bates Motel is back. Back with a vengeance,
yes.
I see. Now, what is this about Norma and Norman waking up in the same bed together? What is this about?
Is there something wrong with that? I don't know.
Well,
yeah, that's how the season opens. I know, it's pretty creepy. It makes a lot of moms question their own relationship with their sons, as I've heard when I drop off my kids at school. They often wonder, am I hugging my son a little too long? But that is quickly, you will see very quickly in that episode that something's done about that. If Dylan has something to say about it, and he does, yeah, we quickly discover that that's not going to fly, and things quickly change between Norma and Norman this season. So their relationship takes a different turn. Yeah, so we'll expect to see some massive changes there, and a lot of shakeup, especially with the return of Caleb. That's Norma's brother.
Oh yes, the are we going to have to go on Maury to find out his paternity, or what's up with that this year?
It's going to be settled pretty quickly. It'll be settled quickly. We'll find out one way or the other. And also, which version is the true version? Because we know Norma's version. We don't fully know Caleb's version of what went down. So all of that will be explored. And I think to me, this has been, as much as I love seasons 1 and 2, this is, I think, our strongest season by far. And a lot of it is because we do get into all these characters and their shifting relationships. You know, their allegiances shift. And you'll see Norman fighting for Norma's love, whereas last year Norma was trying to protect Norman from getting too close to these other young girls or women. I think the opposite will happen this year. You'll see a lot of Norman sort of vying for Norma's love, where she starts to stray from their own relationship.
So are there any drastic changes with your character, Alex?
Well, you know, I play the role of the sheriff, and he's an enigmatic character. We don't know too much about him, but this season we do. We find out a little bit about what makes him tick and why, you know, he is as ornery as he is, and as stubborn as he is. And a little bit later on in the season, episode 7, we get a little bit of a taste of his history, and also why he's strangely drawn to Norma Bates. You know, what is it about her that keeps him coming back for more, and vice versa. She's also drawn to him, but never quite seems to be able to trust him. That's always a sort of a bone of contention between the two of them.
Oh, my God. If we find out that Sheriff Alex is the father of Norman's brother, oh, my goodness. I called it first.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We will see. We'll see. You mean Caleb or Caleb or the
yeah, Caleb.
The brother?
Caleb, yes. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Well, we'll find out. We're gonna find out pretty soon what the deal is and all the ramifications of whatever happens. They come pretty quickly. So, no, it's pretty charged. It's very emotionally charged, and it's a fun ride this year for sure.
You guys had I don't know if you've had time to see it yet, but in yesterday's Sunday New York Times, you guys had a really nice article about the show. Did you see it yet, or what?
I did. I did get to see it, and it's what was great is that our publicity department at Universal they released the first six episodes to a lot of the critics so that they could see what goes down the pipe. We shoot 10 of them, and so I think the New York Times is privy to not just the first one back, but all first six, and they were very careful not to spoil anything. But the writing is just exceptional, and obviously I'm lucky enough to be working with this extraordinary cast. But the writing this year is just so layered and rich, and the New York Times wrote a very very nice review, and we're so grateful for it because we love working on the show, and we hope the fans dig it because we had so much fun.
Oh yeah, we're digging it as fans a lot. You guys are back
great.
To season three,
really.
Obviously. Rose is still loving it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Is there going to be a big viewing party at your place or anywhere for the cast or what?
We're kind of all spread apart because we wrapped only last Sunday, at 4 in the morning, and Vera lives in Vancouver with her family there. Freddie lives in London when he's not shooting the show, so he's back there now. He's flying out tonight to start a miniseries, a BBC miniseries with Judi Dench. And Max is in Sonoma, and Olivia is off doing a film. So we're all kind of as we launch, we're all kind of in different cities, but we stay in touch. I just saw Freddie this weekend when he's here doing press. We had dinner, and it was great to see him. And we're constantly calling each other. So we'll all do live tweeting tonight from our respective cities, and as we watch the show, and in real time. Freddie will be on a plane, so he won't be able to, but the rest of us will.
Well, that's good to know. Live tweeting during the big season three premiere tonight. So we got to make sure everybody puts on.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Just go to the tweet site of the Bates Motel and Twitter with you guys. That's going to be fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Any questions anybody has, I'll do my best. My own personal Twitter account to answer what I can and without giving away too much. But no, I'm looking forward to it.
And so what is your personal Twitter account handle that we can send questions to?
Sure. Yeah, I'm at Carbonell Nestor. That's my it's just my last name first, at Carbonell Nestor.
Okay.
And, so I'll hit me up with any questions, anything reasonable that I can answer.
Well, I think what I found so kind of funny is that I was doing some research here. During seasons one and two, especially season two, it was so much focus put on whether or not you were wearing eyeliner and eye makeup. So for season three, have we got all of that settled with these fans or what?
We discovered the exact pencil that I use. I've dealt with that pretty much my whole life, even when I was a kid, before before I knew what an eyeliner was. But I don't know that actually in this show, I don't think it's been addressed. It's just about every show or project I do, at some point it's addressed. I've got hairy eyes. What can I tell you? But I cannot blame viewers because when I see it played back, it really does look like I'm wearing eyeliner. But no, I'm not. That's all me. Good or bad, that's me. But I don't think I don't think any mention is made of it this season. No, it hasn't.
Okay.
I'm sure maybe next year. If we should we be lucky enough to have another one? Yeah. There we go.
I just found it so funny is because, here you are doing this amazing job as an actor, and, you've studied and you're acclaimed and what have you, but yet people skip the great acting. Let's look at his eyes. It looks like he's wearing eyeliner.
It's all right. Listen, I really can't argue with the viewers, because if I didn't know any differently, I would assume the same thing. And sometimes it's more apparent than others. The makeup department will do their best to try and diminish it by, you know, breaking it up. But I cannot argue with the viewers. It quite often does look like it is. And it's just, what can I say? It's just the way I was born.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are born with a green thumb for plants, and like you said, you were born with hairy eyes, so.
So I was born with a lot of hair under my eyes, yeah.
It works. It so works for you. Well, now, I saw where you have a cousin who's a world-famous baseball player, so was sports, baseball, was that ever a thought for you earlier in your life, or what?
You know, we're actually not related, but we do share the same last name. But sports were definitely a big part of my life. I wish I was as adept as he is, but no, they definitely were. I grew up playing sports, loved playing soccer, and you know, I wrestled in high school and played tennis my whole life, and so I love sports. And we have kids now, so we definitely encourage them to get out there and play as many sports as they can. But no real sports heroes in my family. I do have a famous cousin, but he's a different athlete. His name's Manny Puig. He's a shark wrestler and alligator wrestler and an animal lover. And he's had his own show on many cable networks. It was on MTV, on Jackass. And he's my famous cousin.
Alligator wrestling. I've seen that show. I never would have thought. My goodness.
I know. He's my cousin. He's got long hair, and he's just a fascinating guy, really, really interesting guy, and love Manny. And he's a great egg.
I never would have made the connection. I'm just so focused on why is he wrestling an alligator. Oh, my goodness. Scary. So scary.
No, he's an interesting guy. He's grown up with wildlife his whole life, and he's just very in touch with them and their behaviors. Fascinating guy.
It's quite obvious. My goodness. Well, before they shut me off, okay, you said that you guys wrapped all 10 episodes for Bates Motel last week. So for you, are you going to just kind of take it easy until next season, or get another project?
No. I'll be looking to right now, because we've been so busy with a show. One of the things I got to do this year on the show was to direct. I directed episode 5 of Bates this season, and so it was my first time directing. And Carlton Cuse and Carrie Aaron and Vera really also pushed for it as well for me to direct. And thankfully, I got the shot. And now I've been bitten by the directing bug, so I'll be looking to see what else is out there in the TV world. And also, I've written a few things that I might try and get off the ground.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Well, what was the most challenging aspect of directing for you? Oh, no. Did I lose him? I think I lost him. Oh, Nestor, I was going to ask you about the challenging aspects of directing, because I know it's probably far different than what, you know, being in front of the camera is all about. But we lost him for, you know, they only give us 10 minutes, so we do the best we can here. And we've had Nestor on the show before, so if you go check our archives, you can listen to the, I think we've had him on twice, if I'm not mistaken, but he's always a delight to chat with, and he's such a talented guy. So tonight, Bates Motel, everybody, season 3, episode 1, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on NBC. And yes, Norma and Norman wake up in the same bed together. Yeah. Don't you just hate when that happens? Don't you just hate that? But according to Nestor, there's an answer. There's a solution. It's going to be remedied. It's going to be fixed. So, hey, it's the Bates family. Who knows what happened? Or it may be a bad nightmare. Who knows? It's the Bates Motel. You don't expect normalcy with this show, but we love it. Don't we just love this show? I mean, it wouldn't be around for a third season if we did not love it so much. Bates Motel on the A&E Network. So you know we're going to be watching. And don't forget, Nestor and some of the actors and cast members from the show will be doing live tweeting during tonight's episode. So if you want to do some live tweeting, ask questions to Nestor. His Twitter handle is at Carbonell Nestor, which is his last name, first name. It's in reverse, at Carbonell Nestor. And they will be doing live tweets tonight during the premiere, season three, episode one premiere tonight on the A&E Network. So, again, thank you so much, Nestor. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. And what we will do is that we will see you guys on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. So take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.